these men and their feelings? All right, let's talk about that for just 1 second. What's wrong with having feelings? What's wrong if your feelings hurt? Your feelings hurt. So what is this? You can't be in your feelings if somebody hurts your feelings. You can't be in your feelings. What is that all about?
Special K and I were just arguing about this off air about feelings, how both men and women have feelings and we should be able to express them.
Absolutely.
Human beings.
That's not what we was arguing about.
We were kind of, it was based on that.
If somebody's hurt, they hurt. Period.
Exactly.
That don't make you more less of a man if your feelings get hurt.
And the thing is, like, this guy DeMarco may have actually helped Brennan, because at the end of the day, if it wasn't with DeMarco, she was going to do it to somebody else.
And she probably was already doing it.
Dude, if you look at 196 countries and 7 continents, downtown Julie Brown is undefeated. Anytime that the opportunity is given, dudes are 9 times out of 10 going to go for it.
Yeah, but I mean, that's still, you need to think about it then. If you're going to go for it, honey, and then you're going to wind up marrying it, you see how you got it. Okay, so that means that's how you're going to have to keep it up. You know that's what's going to happen.
But Gary, you know, everybody don't show signs of hoishness while they in the relationship. You know, like you said yourself, when people are dating, they send their representatives.
Yeah.
You don't find out who the real them is until later.
And to be fair, I like to make a point real quick. We don't really know the full story. She might have been trying to pay him back, but maybe he cheated on her multiple times. And Special K seems to think that a woman's supposed to always take that L and never get payback. Meanwhile, they're both wrong. But I'm saying, we don't know the whole story.
Well, Claudia, let me reset for people that's just tuning in right now. Dallas Cowboys running back DeMarco Murray. His ex-college teammate, Brennan Clay, tweeted that he is allegedly sleeping with his wife. And they've been married for, I think, 4 or 5 months right now.
Oh, the newlyweds.
Yeah, so the wife has 2 other babies from another man or whatever. So the question is who's in more wrong? Is DeMarco more wrong than the wife?
So let me tell you the real hoish part, that she agreed to allow him to come and sleep in their bed.
Yeah, yes. You get killed for that. That's terrible.
And man.
So basically... They were, okay, Brennan Clay and his wife was married. Brennan Clay got an opportunity to go get a workout with the San Diego Chargers. So he left to go do his workout with the Chargers. And the wifey told DeMarco through a text message saying, listen, I don't have a roommate anymore.
Come through.
Just like basically come on through now. And DeMarco was like, okay, so now I can smash in your bed.
Yeah, and now, like we were saying, our head crack and I was saying this too now. My thing is this, and I know, Ricky, yes, people do send their representatives, I understand it, but if y'all men are that damn weak where you can't see, honey, and if you let the power of the woman and her sex act get you to marry her and she cheat on you, that's your stupidness.
But
and you
didn't sit down. Why can't anybody get married out of love, though?
Well, that's what I'm saying. Well, that was no damn love. Evidently, it was up. She had 2 kids for another doggone man, number one. She thought he was going to be a professional football player, I'm assuming. That's why she married him and stuff. And he was so damn stupid and smitten by her. And that's why he went ahead and took the damn L. And now she cheated on this doggone
person. I don't expect you to understand. You have not dabbled in that field in quite some time. There's a lot of great things going on out there.
It ain't that damn much going on with this fool here tweeting to people and letting people know now that his wife cheated. He should have kept that at his house. When you got a problem at home, you need to keep that at home. We don't need to know about you and your wife cheating with your best friend and stuff like that, because now you heard. Yeah, you need to express yourself. Express it to a damn psychiatrist and to your family member or something. Don't put it out there in the public like that, just because you didn't got now, quote unquote, whipped, and now you crying.
That's why your ass fell in front of all them folks in Miami, you low down. Let's go to the phone. Ricky Smiley, the morning show. Good morning.
Donovan from West Palm Beach. I really think DeMarco Murray was dead wrong. Friendship. A guy and his roommate, they're friends. You don't cross that line, man. That's dead wrong. Yeah, this church from St. Louis. Man, she completely wrong. Everybody know that. You know what I'm saying? A man ain't got no discretion. She was just another notch under the belt for DeMarco. He didn't take the vows with old boy Clay. She did. She was completely in the wrong. And ain't nobody pry her legs open. Ain't nobody force her. She knew she had some vows and she messed up.
Hi, my name is Tanisha. I'm calling from Miami. I feel that the wife is wrong. I think that she's the one that took the vow on marriage, so therefore she should honor her marriage and not cheat on her husband.
Hi, my name is Eddie, and I'm calling from Wilmington, North Carolina. I feel that it's on the wife, because as a woman, she should carry herself better. A man is going to be a man, and he's going to take what he can get.
Oh, wow. All right, call us up. Wow.
And this is, it don't get no better on Twitter, man. My man, At Bernard said, Rock T, this is why Murray is a great back. He's not afraid to go into enemy territory for the tough yardage.
Oh, my God.
Come on, dog. It's the Ricky Smiley
Morning Show. This holiday season, buy $25 in Buffalo Wild Wings gift cards good for a future visit and get a blazing bonus worth up to $100. What if everything came with a bonus?
As a thank you for buying a pair of our shoes, we're going to give you a